something without warning, love. Bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Buenas tardes y bienvenidas y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Pick Up de Tarde aquí en Radio Laredo. Seguimos escuchando al gran Georgie Fame y estábamos en el año 79, que es cuando edita otro álbum llamado That's What Friends Are For, un disco de pop rock con algo de funky, que para mí es un poco más flojo que el anterior, lo que no quiere decir que sea un mal disco. Aquí acompañan a Georgie Fame, que canta y toca teclados. Está la percusión Nimoy Akwaye, el batería es Barry Morgan, los saxos son obra de Steve Gregory y Dick Morrissey, las trompetas de Michael Davis y Eddie Zan Thornton, el trombón lo toca Malcolm Griffiths y también otros vientos toca Brian Smith, las guitarras son cosa de Jim Mullen y Alan Parker y por último el bajo lo toca Brian Hodges. Hemos empezado escuchando una pieza en la que Georgie Fame canta de maravilla. Se trata de una canción escrita por Skip Scarborough y Bill Withers y que este grabó en 1977 originalmente. Se trata de Lovely Day, Día Precioso. Y seguimos con una composición del propio Fame, una encantadora pieza bailable con guitarra española incluida que le da cierto aire latino. Tiene una deliciosa y poderosa instrumentación. Esta pieza que se llama Ilia. L en Los Ángeles. No tengo ni idea de quién puede ser el L. Hola, L.
Together, that's what
Y ahora una jubilosa y contagiosa pieza escrita por Jerry Fame junto a Candida Leiset Green, y se llama You, Tú.
Ecstasy to want you through and through. You switch on the stars in me. You're the sweetest song I ever sang. You echo the harmony. Suddenly my heart goes bang, bang, bang. The ride. You
care for you, share with you the early morning light.
Otra pieza escrita junto a Cándida Lyseth Green es la bailable y rítmica I Don't Care Who I Dance With, no me importa con quién bailo. Vamos a terminar con este álbum, con una canción escrita por Elvis Costello y que no creo que esté haya llegado a grabar, o al menos no lo hizo antes que esta Jory Fame, con lo cual creo que esta fue la primera en grabarse. Es otra rítmica pieza que además es la que da título al álbum, That's What Friends Are For. Para eso están los amigos.
Before. I think somebody spiked my drink. That's what friends are for. Baby, will you stick by me? Baby, everything's gone a little hazy. Baby, if I just lay out on the floor, you go ahead and enjoy yourself. That's what friends are for. That friend of yours is giving you the kiss of life. I don't think he knows much about it, 'cause I used to do it when I was young, and I don't remember ever sticking out my tongue. But I'm sure he knows much more. Well, that's what friends are for.
El siguiente álbum lo graba en 1980 y es un disco de reggae, de hecho un buen disco de reggae con orquesta y que le queda de maravilla. Se nota que le gusta el estilo y que lo hace con el corazón. El álbum se llama Closing the Gap y está hecho con la Reggae Philharmonic Orchestra, además de los Guardian Angels a los coros y de Eddie Thorson y Lascelles James a los metales. Y vamos a empezar con la que salió como single, una excelente pieza escrita por Joy Chalmers llamada Give a Little More, da un poco más.
There's some great wealthy millionaires in society who cherish their wealth and their legacy. What about the people who work their fingers to the bones, building your factories and breaking your stones? Think
about how much you've exploited all of their skills. I'd give a little more. It belongs to the people. What don't belong to me? What about the people who helped you when you were growing? Where is the kindness and love you're supposed to be showing? Instead, you're driving three Rolls Royces and four Mercedes Benz. You go to the Playboy and such. 12 grand with your friends. Why don't you give a little more, to the people?
It belongs to the poor.
I said give a little more, to the people.
It belongs to the poor.
Are you millionaires?
Give a little more.
In society.
Continuamos con Everything I Want, Todo lo que poseo, una versión de esta canción escrita por David Gates para su grupo Los Brit, y que estos grabaron en el 72. Ya hubo una versión rigging de esta canción en el 74 también, en la voz de Ken Booth, y que triunfaría en el Reino Unido. Así que en el 80, Georgie Fain también se atrevió con este Everything I Want.
Sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew were all the years I had with you.
And I would give everything I own, give up my life, my heart, my all. I would give everything I own
just to have you back again. You taught me how to love. What's it all? What's it all about? You never said too much, but still you showed the way, and I knew from watching you, nobody else could ever know the part of me that can't let go. Someone you know, you're loving them so.
Y vamos a terminar este álbum con la elegante y relajada versión de otro clásico, en este caso escrita por Henry Crosby, Sylvia Moy y Stevie Wonder, y grabada por este último en 1965. Se trata de Loop Tight, Everything is Alright, Opaté, todo va bien. Graba un single, la verdad no muy recomendable, estaba dedicado al buen jugador de billar, Alex Hurricane Higgins, que en ese año del 82 se había coronado campeón del mundo. La pieza, como os digo, no me gusta mucho, pero tuvo cierta repercusión. Se llama The Hurricane, el huracán.
Everybody knows they'll be shooting when he gets into town. Cause everywhere he goes, trouble always seems to follow him around. His reputation's that of the fastest gun. Across the nation, the Cuban to take him on.
En 1986, Georgie Fame edita otro single que en la cara lleva una pieza del gran Gilberto Gil, Toda Menina Bahiana, Todas las Chicas de Bahía, que él titula Samba y en su título es el título original, o sea, Toda Menina Bahiana. Esta la grabó Gilberto Gil en el 79. Fame la canta en inglés y nos habla de las buenas y malas cualidades de la niña bahiana. Y que en definitiva esa es la voluntad de Dios. Es una bossa nova donde destaca la voz de Yuri Fame, con unos brillantes coros, con aplausos y una bonita trompeta. Les queda una placentera y estimulante versión esta samba, Toda Menina Bahiana. En la cara B encontramos otra pieza con sabor brasileño, pero esta vez está compuesta por Jory Fame y Chris Lycett Green, y se llama Willow King, el rey sauce o el rey de los sauces.
position with your wham bam style. While the sun goes down, daring do, who could ever catch you out? There ain't no one but you that can do the things you do. Silly meet our fingers bound beneath your mighty swing. Centuries away from now, you will still be king. Willow king, swing your golden arm, touch my soul. Find a point of suicide. There ain't no one but you that can do the things you do.
Además de estos dos singles que grabó en estos años, también hizo al menos tres álbumes en colaboración con otros artistas, del 80 y el 88. Así que eso los vamos a obviar y de ese modo llegamos al 88 para encontrar su siguiente álbum en solitario. Se llama No Warriors. Entre el 77 y el 88, Yuri Fame, huyendo del invierno inglés, iba todos los años a Australia de gira. Pues bien, en el 88, como os decía antes, se decide a grabar un álbum con esos músicos australianos con los que salía de gira y que se hacían llamar los OC Blue Flames, y graban un disco muy agradable llamado No Worries, con piezas que en muchos de los casos ya había grabado antes, y aquí hacen nuevas lecturas de las mismas. Georgie Fane, como siempre, canta y toca piano y órgano, y le acompañan Greg Lyon al bajo, Russell Dunlop a la batería, Jimmy Doyle a la guitarra, Keith Stirling a la trompeta y el fliscornio, Cole Lownan al saxo y flauta, James Greening al trombón y Sunil Da Silva a la percusión. Vamos a empezar con la versión que se marcan de un estándar de George Ira Gershwin y que los quedó muy bien. Es O Lady Be Good, Señorita Sé Buena.
Listen to my tale of woe. It's terribly sad but true. I'm all dressed up, no place to go. Each evening I'm awfully blue. I must find a pretty girl. I can't go on like this. I could blossom out, I know, with somebody just like you. Sweet and lovely, lady, be good. Lady, be good to me. I'm so awfully misunderstood. Lady, be good to me. Oh, won't you please have some pity? 'Cause I'm all alone. Just like a baby lost in the wood. Lady, be good. Be good to me. Be good to me. Be good to me.
cause I'm all alone in this big city. I gotta have something pretty. Woo! Like a baby, I'm just lost in the wood. Lady, be good to me. Be good to me. Be good to me. Lady, 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 lady. Every night and every day. Be good to me. To me.
Vamos ahora con una magnífica pieza escrita por el pianista y compositor, además de arreglista de jazz, Tad Dameron, y que este grabó originalmente junto a John Coltrane en 1956. Aquí Georgie Fame le pone la letra a este instrumental y lo hace con la delicadeza habitual en él. Esto es On a Misty Night, en una noche neblinosa.
On a warm misty night like this, I can't resist your charms. Until dawn, darling, I insist that I exist in your arms. Let the morning wait while we see our fate. Love was born from a moment's bliss with you on this misty. Well, I know that everything's all right. Now we're together, if not forever, at least till morning. Only the two of us, except maybe that old man up in the moon above, just shining his light on love, cause he in on our secret. The stars on high wink their eyes and seem to approve. They know I'm lucky being here with you, and I hope that they like me will see this magic moment through. A warm and misty night should really last forevermore. Oh, darling, say that it's real, not just another dream. Thank you.
it's clear that this must be right. I'm feeling so happy now, right here on this misty night. Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten.
Y para terminar el programa de hoy lo vamos a hacer con otro clásico, Saturday Night Fish Fry, pescado frito del sábado noche, un jam blues escrito por Ellis Wells y Louis Jordan y grabado por este último en 1949, en lo que para algunos puede que sea el primer rock and roll de la historia. Sobre esto hay muchas opiniones, ya sabéis, y esta es una de ellas. Ahí, como siempre, Jordi Fein hace una brillante lectura de este Saturday Night Fish Fry, que nos va a servir de despedida por hoy. Como siempre, ha sido un placer. Espero que os haya gustado. Nos encontramos el próximo miércoles aquí en Pica de Tarde en Radio Laredo. Hasta luego.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, you can understand just what I mean. All through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. If you had to pass by, stopping at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and some till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn. Now my buddies and me was on the main stem, messing around, just me and them. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to the Thai, naturally. We knocked on the door and opened with ease. A lurching little miss said, come in please. Before we could bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was trying to pull Jimmy's wife. And over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of them chicks wore expensive frocks, but some of them had on bobby socks. But everybody was nice and high for this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving through the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving to break of dawn. So me and the band, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden, the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared, I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. I was rocking, I was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving to the break of dawn. The joint was rocking, reeling and rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving to the break of dawn. Now the women were screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles were flying and the fish were smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, get out of here, this is a raid. Well, I didn't know I was breaking the law, but somebody reached up and hit me on the jaw. They had us bucked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks. They were rocking, kept on rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving.